Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 14th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Vascular endothelial growth factor inhibitor-induced cardiotoxicity. Prospective multimodality assessment incorporating cardiovascular magnetic resonance imaging. This study prospectively evaluated cardiotoxicity in patients receiving vascular endothelial growth factor inhibitors for cancer treatment, utilizing blood pressure monitoring, echocardiography, and cardiac biomarkers. The research aims to define the incidence, time course, and mechanisms of vascular endothelial growth factor inhibitor-associated cancer therapy-related cardiac dysfunction and hypertension through a multimodal approach, including cardiovascular magnetic resonance imaging. The study is ongoing and will provide insights into early detection and management of cardiotoxicity in this patient population. Article number 2. Synergistic effects of female-specific conditions and genetic risk on cardiometabolic disease, a cohort study. This prospective cohort study of over 150,000 women from the United Kingdom Biobank examined the association between female-specific factors like premature menopause, adverse pregnancy outcomes, and earlier late menarche, and the occurrence and progression of cardiometabolic disease. The study aims to determine how these factors interact with genetic risk to influence cardiometabolic health in women. Understanding these interactions will help refine risk stratification and prevention strategies for cardiometabolic disease in women. Article number 3. Follow-up of incidentally detected mild to moderate ascending aortic dilation and risk factors for rapid progression in a Swedish middle-aged population. This study investigated the progression of incidentally detected mild to moderate ascending aortic dilation in a Swedish population aged 50 to 65 years. Researchers followed over 5,000 participants to identify risk factors associated with rapid aortic dilation, which can lead to life-threatening aortic syndromes. Identifying these risk factors will refine surveillance strategies and potentially guide preventative interventions for aortic aneurysm. Article number 4. Percutaneous intramyocardial septal radiofrequency ablation, a novel treatment for drug-refractory, non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy with severe septal hypertrophy. This single-arm, open-label study evaluated the safety and effectiveness of percutaneous intramyocardial septal radiofrequency ablation for drug-refractory, non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy patients with severe septal hypertrophy. 20 patients underwent the procedure, with follow-up assessments to determine the impact on symptoms and cardiac function. Percutaneous intramyocardial septal radiofrequency ablation offers a new invasive treatment option for this challenging patient population. Article number 5. Relationship between electrical and morphological alterations of the right ventricle in arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy. This retrospective study investigated the spatial relationship between low voltage areas detected during electrophysiological mapping and morphofunctional abnormalities seen on computed tomography imaging in patients with arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy. The right ventricle was divided into 7 regions, and the correlation between electrical and structural changes was analyzed. Understanding this relationship may improve the targeting of ventricular tachycardia ablation and risk stratification in arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.